This is Akashvani, the news read by Sunil Verma. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the Delhi-Dehradun Economic Corridor from Dehradun today, along with the country's first variable speed pumped storage plant of 1,000 megawatt capacity in Tehri. We have more from our correspondent.
There is an atmosphere of enthusiasm in the state ahead of the visit of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, and the state government has completed all the necessary preparations. The Prime Minister will inaugurate the Delhi-Dehradun Economic Corridor at a ceremony this afternoon. Approximately 213 kilometer long, the corridor has been developed at a cost of over 12,000 crore rupees. It passes through Delhi, Uttar Pradesh and Uttarakhand and will reduce travel time between Delhi and Dehradun from more than 6 hours at present to about 2.5 hours. The project includes construction of 10 interchanges, 3 railway overbridges, 4 major bridges and 12 roadside public facilities to ensure seamless high-speed connectivity. The corridor has been specially designed to significantly reduce human-wildlife conflict and includes an approximately 12-kilometer-long elevated wildlife corridor, one of the longest in Asia. During his one-day visit to Uttarakhand, the Prime Minister will also address a public meeting in Dehradun. Sakshi Singh, Akashwani News, Dehradun.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that when women become active participants in policy making and decision making, the journey towards a Viksit Bharat by 2047 is strengthened. In a letter to India's Nari Shakti, Mr. Modi said that in the next 2 days, on the 16th of April, Parliament will reconvene to discuss and pass an important constitutional amendment relating to the Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam. He added that women from all over the nation are expressing their joy on getting a stronger opportunity to contribute towards building a Viksit Bharat. The Prime Minister said that the country's democracy will become stronger and more vibrant if the 2029 Lok Sabha elections and various assembly elections are held with women's reservation fully in place. Enforcement Directorate, ED, has arrested the director of Indian PAC Consulting Private Limited, IPAC, Vinesh Chandel, in a money laundering case. ED said that the investigation, initiated on the basis of an FIR registered by Delhi Police, has revealed multiple instances of financial irregularities and various modes of money laundering by IPAC. It noted that this includes receipt of accounted and unaccounted funds, receipt of unsecured loans without any business credentials, issuance of bogus bills and invoices, receipt of funds from third parties and movement of cash through hawala channels, including international hawala. Trinamool Congress Chairperson Mamata Banerjee is scheduled to lead several election campaign programs across the state today. According to party sources, she will address a public meeting at Pingla and Sabang in support of party candidates. Simultaneously, BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah will also participate in various campaigns today. He is set to hold a roadshow in North Dinajpur's Kaliaganj at 11:30 a.m. Later in the day, he will address public meetings in Gangarampur, South Dinajpur district, followed by rallies in Manikchak and Ghazol in Malda to bolster support for BJP candidates. The nation pays homage to the chief architect of Indian Constitution, Dr. B.R. Ambedkar, on his 136th birth anniversary today. Several functions have been organized throughout the country to mark the occasion. President Draupadi Murmu paid floral tributes to the portrait of Baba Saheb Dr. B.R. Ambedkar on his birth anniversary at Lok Bhavan in Gandhinagar, Gujarat. Vice President Dr. C.P. Radhakrishnan, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla, Leader of Opposition in Rajya Sabha Mallikarjun Kharge, Union Ministers and Members of Parliament also paid tributes to Dr. B.R. Ambedkar at Prerana Sthal in the Parliament premises. President Draupadi Murmu and Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan extended their best wishes to all citizens living in India and abroad on the auspicious occasion of Baisakhi, Vishu, Vishuv, Bohag, Bihu, Poila Boishak, Meshadi, Vaishakhadi and Puttandu. And that is the end of this news bulletin.